B-Pod Studios.
Thanks for starting your day with Toucher and Rich.
Why are you doing this to me?
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And have you heard that Robert Kraft, they're saying, had been to a spa where he, hands and mouths and everything else was going on. Now he desperately does not want this video to be released. And he's hired a legal dream team, three guys, to stop this video from getting released. Daniel Wallach is a gaming law and sports betting attorney. He's co-founder of the UNH Law Sports Wagering Integrity Program. He's been had a lot to say about this Robert Kraft situation. And he joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Thanks for starting your day with Toucher and Rich.
Why are you doing this to me?
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And have you heard that Robert Kraft, they're saying, had been to a spa where he, hands and mouths and everything else was going on. Now he desperately does not want this video to be released. And he's hired a legal dream team, three guys, to stop this video from getting released. Daniel Wallach is a gaming law and sports betting attorney. He's co-founder of the UNH Law Sports Wagering Integrity Program. He's been had a lot to say about this Robert Kraft situation. And he joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Daniel Wallach, hello.
Hello. Thanks for having me on the show.
We appreciate you coming on. All right. So it doesn't seem so much that Robert Kraft is fighting that his innocence or guilt when it comes to what happened at the massage parlor.
Technically, he is. He pleaded not guilty, so, I mean, there's that. But right. but we all know what the ultimate reason...
His ultimate goal is not to get these tapes released. Well, Rich, there was... Rich has found something that I cannot find anywhere else about this. Now, Rich, what did you read?
Yeah, so, and you may have seen this as well. So, according to the NBC station down in down in that area, I think it was Palm Beach, I believe, they said that, according to the documents, that the police had submitted in order to get a warrant for videotaping the people in the spa, they had asked for what was called a monitor and record warrant. However, when the judge returned the approved warrant, it was just to monitor. And I believe those are two separate choices that you can actually make. And that's where I think the team that Robert Kraft has put together is trying to punch a hole in it, saying you had no right to videotape this entire time. What have you heard about that and the legality of this video in the first place?
Well, just to see, first of all, specifically, did the police go against what the judge wanted them to do?
Not necessarily, but Kraft's strategy here is, listen, Florida's public records law is so broad, so unfettered, that this will end up in the hands of the media at some point. The question is whether it's before the trial or after the trial. By moving to suppress the evidence on the grounds that you just discussed, he's trying to convince a court that the videotapes were illegally obtained in violation of his Fourth Amendment rights. So if the court agrees with him that the videotapes were illegally obtained and not in compliance with the law, then they are not subject, in my view, to examination by the press and by the public. They're fruit of the poisonous tree. So if they're illegally obtained, then they never see the light of day in the public. So Kraft is fighting three grounds here.
Okay, but but this source is saying specifically, because I can't find this, but Rich,
I'll actually read it.
No, but you did, but let me try to get it home. They're saying specifically that this is not Kraft, this is this newspaper or television station, is saying specifically that the police defied the judge's ruling in taping what was going on at that spot. Now, I have not read that anywhere else. Have you?
No, no. I'm reading the motion to suppress, which is the documents that Kraft's attorneys have filed to exclude this evidence from the case. And his argument is that they went beyond the scope of what is allowable under the law. In order to get surveillance video, they have to demonstrate to the court that they've tried less intrusive means first, like interviewing the spa employees, just normal surveillance. Before you get to go to videotape surveillance, you've got to try a few other less intrusive means before a judge will allow you to do what's called sneak and peek surveillance. So that's Kraft's attorney's principal argument. Now, what you're discussing is another layer of it that I haven't read in any of the court papers yet.
Right. Yeah, this is from WPTV, and they're talking about the court documents. I guess they got their hands on the application for a warrant. And they said the search, and as you're talking about, it says, according to the warrants, detectives placed three cameras. Okay, it says, hang on, let me go. Monitor and record is what the, okay, here it is. Here we go. The search warrant application that the police filed with the judge was to monitor and record what was happening at the spa, said Jordan Wagner, a partner at the firm of the people who's representing these other guys, and said, but in the judge's order, he only put the word monitor, not monitor and record. And this news station checked the paperwork, and it said that they clear there's several different categories that you can request. One is monitor, and one is monitor and record. They asked for monitor and record, and they got back an approval for just monitor. Does that sound like another layer on top of the one that you said could be grounds for this tape never being released?
No, because he filed a motion to suppress the evidence yesterday, and in that motion to suppress, that aspect or that argument isn't raised anywhere.
Yeah, it's just not in the paperwork.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, if you're going to move to exclude the evidence and have it stricken and not be seen by a jury, you would include that in a motion to suppress. And the motion that he filed yesterday does not include that argument. It has a bunch of other arguments, some of which, you know, may be meritorious. But that argument, as far as the monitor and monitor versus monitor and record, I don't see it anywhere in the motion. But he has plenty of ammunition anyway. I mean, his goal ultimately is, you realize, not to have the video be seen in public. And I think the most expedient or most likely way of accomplishing that is to say that the evidence was illegally obtained. Because if he loses on that front, there is no question that the video will at some point be released to the public based upon the breadth and scope of Florida's Public Records Act, which basically makes everything fair game once it's turned over to the defendant as part of pretrial discovery. So the whole ballgame for him is getting the evidence excluded on the basis that it was improperly obtained in violation of the Fourth Amendment, and that's his motion to suppress the evidence.
And what are the chances, Mr. Wallach, that this gets dropped?
I would say there's a better chance that he will prevail on one of these motions than dropped. I mean, the case has gone so far along the continuum at this point that if there was going to be an amicable resolution without the video being disclosed, it would have happened. The problem with a compromise or a settlement here is that even if the charges are dropped, the video becomes in play immediately, because then it is no longer an active criminal investigation. The case is over.
That's
the
a great
last
point.
Thing Kraft wants is for the case to end, because then the video becomes discoverable by the press.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. So he has to fight this. So he has to continue this, and they have to find that this was illegally obtained to make the video legally
disappear.
Go away and disappear.
That's right. Wow. Because once the video, as a criminal defendant, he and his attorneys have a right under Florida criminal procedure law to obtain all the evidence that the prosecution has. I mean, it's about leveling the playing field. The defense has to know what the prosecution is going to offer into evidence. Once that evidence, including the videotape, is given to Mr. Kraft's attorneys, at that point, media companies will be able to get it under Florida case law.
Okay.
Even though he has not gone to trial yet.
This is interesting, because now it's like, you know, he obviously, A, more than anything, doesn't want the tape to come out. But B, what he has to deal with is extending this and keeping the story in the news in order to fight it for that to happen.
But everyone seems to think, Mr. Walk, that this is this video is coming out.
No, he just said if it was illegally obtained and they can prove it, then it's not coming out.
No, but you just said
that.
OK, Daniel Walk, do you think the video is going to come out?
probably at some point down the road, not immediately. If I'm the trial judge overseeing the case, look at all the publicity this issue has already gotten before the videotape has ever been released. I think it would impede his right to a fair trial with all this adverse publicity. So if it does come out at all, it will likely be after the resolution of the case, not prior to it. But if the court believes that this evidence was obtained in violation of Mr. Kraft's Fourth Amendment rights, or it was in excess of the scope of the search warrant, and it's determined that it was not properly obtained, then it cannot be seen as a public record and produced by law enforcement agencies. If it was improperly obtained, it goes back to its original source and can't be produced to news organizations. Although I can't guarantee that that would be the outcome. I think Kraft's goal here is to secure a ruling that the videotaped evidence was not part of the proper search warrant and was illegally obtained. And if it's the fruit of the poisonous tree, meaning it was tainted from the very beginning, then it cannot be something which is the subject of a public records request.
Okay, so the legal part of this, another part that's kind of confusing is, so let's say they bungled all of it and they didn't end up doing the interviews with people before they jumped right to videotaping. However, let's say they do end up turning up some sort of evidence connected with this case with trafficking. Then does this tape become permissible and does it become legally obtained?
Yeah, I don't think this is a trafficking case. The issue of the tape's legality centers not on the type of charges, but on whether the proper protocols were followed by law enforcement. There was an affidavit, and the affidavit sets forth some certain facts regarding the investigation, and a judge, granted the search warrants. This is not a human trafficking case. I think the sheriff's office has backed away from those earlier allegations. So I don't think that that makes much of a difference in the ultimate outcome of this.
Can you kind of take me through what Robert Kraft's lawyers might be saying to the people who have their hands on this tape to possibly let them know if for some reason, like what could he possibly say to these people who have the tape to warn them this better not get out illegally? And does he have any recourse if for some reason it pops up on TMZ?
There'll be no recourse whatsoever. If the tape is released, it would be in accordance with Florida law as permitted by a judge.
No. I'm saying if they win, like let's say they find out that it was illegally obtained, yet the tape still gets out on TMZ.
Yeah, once it's out, the damage is done.
But is there anything that right now his lawyers, Robert Kraft's lawyers, are telling the police and people who have their hands on it as a warning about it being released and what they could do?
I don't think it's reached that point. I mean, his recourse at this juncture is limited. The court process will play out. And if at the end of the day, the law enforcement authorities release the tape that was illegally obtained, then he might have a lawsuit against the sheriff's office that released that tape. But no lawsuit will ever compensate him for the embarrassment and for the damage that would be done to his reputation if this tape is in fact released. But I think this ultimately is going to get released unless Mr. Kraft's attorneys can secure a court ruling that this evidence was illegally obtained in violation of his Fourth Amendment rights.
All right, how long? Real quick, because we got a break. How long do you see this process taking?
Couple of weeks, couple of months tops.
Oh wow.
It really depends when the court sets the hearing. There's a hearing on a motion for Kraft's motion for protective order, and then the media has intervened to oppose the motion for protective order. None of this will be decided until the court holds a hearing. And I think given that this is a misdemeanor case, the proceedings will probably take place fairly quickly, maybe a few weeks from now, and then we could have a court ruling in all likelihood before the end of April, early May.
All right. Well, interesting stuff. Daniel Wallach, gaming law and sports betting attorney, co-founder of the UNH Law Sports Wagering and Integrity Program. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
The
best point about all of it is that no matter what, Kraft's got to ride this for its all the way to the end if he wants this tape ever to have a chance of going away.
It doesn't sound like that's going to be very long.
Well, that's the one thing that the Krafts, or at least the attorneys, are now screaming from the rooftops. I had that story this morning. And by the way, the thing about Modern Record was a lawyer who represents all, a lot of the other guys. That's not, he said he didn't read that in Kraft's thing, but Kraft takes a different angle,
fine,
and that is
fine. Kraft took it. There's no way the police defied the judge's order.
Well, I mean, according to this document, they did.
Yeah, but it's not anywhere else. It's not in any, all the
it
Kraft.
It is. It's Pro Football Talk. It's a lot of places.
No, just the Google. Kraft documents have been released. It's not a point that Kraft's making.
Yes, but the other ones have.
Fine,
other
but that doesn't
have.
Affect Kraft's case.
Well, Kraft makes a different case, which apparently, according to Wallach, Daniel Wallach, the other Wallach,
yes.
Is almost as strong.
Yeah, but he didn't use that as part of his affidavit. He didn't use that part.
Okay. Well, I mean, once again,
I mean, he didn't. Daniel Wallach said it,
but all the other people are in the same position.
Fine, but that doesn't affect Kraft's case.
But it can, if now that it's out there. I mean, this is something that they're using so as evidence that it wasn't.
I haven't read anything about that,
Fred. I've got that.
I know, but they could be mistaken.
But I think Daniel Wallach's point, Rich, was
they have the document, Fred. They're not mistaken. They're reading what was put in there. I'm not making this up.
I didn't say you're making up, but you're fighting it, and you just heard a lawyer say that this has nothing to do with Kraft.
No, he said that he did not read that in Kraft's document.
He said it's not in Kraft's document.
I just
wouldn't he have used it though.
You would think so.
So he didn't.
He didn't.
Jesus.
That's the point.
However, he did have another argument that's along the same line.
He thinks the video is coming out.
He said unless they prove that it was illegally obtained, that's all that the Kraft family is trying to get right now. They're trying to prove that it was illegally obtained.
No kidding.
And that thing on TMZ that I read you this morning is almost the exact same thing in different words.
Here's his part.
As the other people
have. Law enforcement didn't try less invasive methods of investigation first. The low-level offenses involved make invasive recording methods category and unnecessary and inappropriate. The warden didn't hew to adequate minimization procedures. According to the motion, the warrant provided no instructions for the video monitors to guide them as to when to stop recording, instead authorizing them to record everything that occurred while the cameras were on. Florida law doesn't allow wiretaping for investigation prostitution. The warrant was issued based on misstatements by law enforcement.
And those are all really strong reasons, even stronger than the one that I just gave you.
No, the one you just gave is they defied a court order.
No, it's also that you can't videotape in a prostitution case. That's huge. And they did.
Yeah.
So I would say that is just as strong as the other one.
But the bottom line is somehow, some way, regardless of what the court enforces or doesn't enforce, this is going to come out one way or another and embarrass the crap out of him.
I got something different from Wallach than you did. He sounded to me, and he said it a couple times, like he thinks this video is coming out.
Unless they can prove that it's illegally obtained,
John,
and that's a strong case.
Did you hear him say it?
That's exactly what he said.
John, did you get the impression that he thought the video was coming out?
Yes, and that's my point too, Rich. I understand what Daniel Wallach just said. If they could, it's the fruit of the poisonous tree. He said that a couple of times, and maybe Kraft's lawyers succeed. But regardless of what the court says...
Forget it, John. The question that Rich and I are asking you is, did you get the impression that Wallach, the attorney, thought that Kraft's case was going to be so that the video would not be released? Not that TMZ was going to release it.
Okay. Yes, I did get that impression.
All right, there you go. So did I. All right, when we come back, the PAX convention, it is a gaming convention. It was going on, what, at the Seaport?
It's the giant conference center that's over near the Westin over there, the convention center.
All right.
Where the boat show is.
All right, so a huge convention center full of gaming. Rich and young sickly Nicholas were there. We'll find out all that for you in just a moment.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Get the app. Get the Sports Hub. Get Toucher and Rich. Down. Download the Sports Hub app today.
So now Mario fighting the fire with his bare hands, a strong breath, and a karate chop, and the fire's out just like that.
Uh-oh, and now all of a sudden he's going to go underground into the pipe.
Mario seeking higher or lower ground. Time to celebrate. Fire's still going. Why not shoot off some bottle rockets? A couple of M80s and a Roman candle to finish off the night.
98.5 to Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. And who doesn't love video games and gaming? And who doesn't love tabletop board games? Now, this is the PAX convention, Rich, and it's at this giant place where they will have a boat show, you say. So this is a place that can store like 1,000 boats.
And by the way, it's sold out. I think yesterday, there were a couple passes left. And I believe on Sunday, there might have been a few. It might be sold out. But Friday and Saturday, today and tomorrow, you can't get in. Think of how massive that place is. I tweeted out a photo, Fred. Just as you're going down the escalator, is monstrous, this thing. And every major retailer, every major like game maker, they're all there. Xbox, PlayStation, Nintendo is there. On top of that, all of the individual game makers. There's one company that hired actors to run around in a cage dressed as zombies.
That's what I saw
inside
yesterday.
Of like an apocalyptic bunker. Like you've heard of people spending tons of money on these like big displays. I've never seen a more ornate, over the top convention display than the kinds that I saw when you're at PAX. I mean, it's like I told Nick, because he went there yesterday. We didn't go there at the same time, but I was there for maybe an hour, and I felt like I had run like a half marathon. The stimuli is so over the top, but it's amazing, and it's weird, and it's completely exhausting.
So there's all these big game corporations. I take it there's people in costumes.
Yeah. There's people who dress up as guys carrying keyblades from Kingdom Hearts or characters. That's the only really random one I knew. Okay. I didn't see a Mario. I thought that would be like kind of the normal one.
All right. So you have all these, you know, big displays in these gaming companies paying all this money. Now, is there a, you say there's this, is there a section for people to really get down and dirty?
Oh, okay. You mean as far as the board gaming or like the sit down gaming?
Tabletop gaming.
Tabletop, baby. You know it. And by the way, it's weird because like four fifths of this entire place are all these giant video game things. And then in the back, it's kind of like the secret room. There is, let's bust out the cards. And that's when I went to the Magic the Gathering arena.
All right, so this
much
is
much like Gladiator.
All right, so these are people playing Magic the Gathering.
Yes, this is the Magic the Gathering. Now, Magic the Gathering, what is Magic the Gathering? What isn't Magic the Gathering? Nick went down there and thought that he would speak to a few of these people and said, hey, teach me a little bit about, you know, the ways and means. And by the way, there isn't a lot of difference between this and fantasy football. Like, I'm not knocking people like sitting down and just like spending hours obsessing over games or probably, you know, there's poker. However, this is strange. Just because I don't really get it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it is a definite subset of people.
Yep.
There's certainly no shame in it, but it is a, you know, you don't meet a lot of people in your everyday life that go to a huge convention and get in the back and knock out a little card game. But Nicholas was out with his sickly body talking to the people.
Can we use this for the rain?
You sure can.
So what game are you playing right now?
I'm playing Magic the Gathering.
Okay, you guys know each other?
No, we ran into each other here.
Oh, so you guys just saw each other and was like, do you want to throw down?
Yeah,
pretty much.
Let's battle.
I mean, that's what a way to make friends. I mean, you walk in and immediately you just both have your decks and you're like, shoot the thrill.
All of a sudden the good, bad, the ugly music starts.
Just guys chomping on a cigar. Other guys got a wizard stick.
A wizard stick. There would be a staff, my friend. On, yes.
You can tell that I'm very well versed in science fiction.
Right, they walk in and then would you like to go? Please, let me put down my Mountain Dew Red.
And backpack.
What do you have?
And my Jack Doritos.
We play for the Funyuns.
All right, so Nick continues to talk to these gentlemen who have just met up, and they're throwing down.
Tell me about Magic the Gathering.
So Magic is a game where you play as wizards and you try and beat the opponent by taking down his 20 life points.
Tell me what cards you pulled.
So I pulled a total of three lands here. I got a plains, an island, and an Azorius Guildgate, which is a special land which gives me a bit of flexibility.
Alright, so Rich, explain what's going on.
Well, the Azorius Guildgoblin, he would be a hobgoblin who lives underneath toll bridges all throughout medieval Necronomicon.
See, I understand the game, but why do you have to be wizards?
Why not be wizards?
Because you're playing a card. It's not like when you play, Uno, that you become a number.
No, we all pretend we're pimps when we play Uno.
That's right. Just, I don't, like, okay, this is a game, like, where you're wizards.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
I kind of think this game might have been invented as just an excuse to dress like a wizard.
There's not enough of them in the world.
There is not.
All right. We will find out more from the PAX convention and what's going on with this particular game of Magic the Gathering.
And an Azorius Guildgate, which is a special land, which gives me a bit of flexibility.
Yeah, well, you need that flexibility. You can't be hamstrung. We will have the headlines.
Stay tuned for more Toucher and Rich on 98.5 Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Don't miss a thing.
What are you gonna do?
On your phone or tablet.
Are you listening to me?
Listen, get the latest stories or download a podcast. Podcast 98.5 The Sports App. That's an app. Watch Toucher and Rich on Twitch. Follow The Sports Hub on twitch.tv for live shows and reruns. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Here we go, 15 rounds for the WBVA World Circuit Championship. Little Mac taking on Mike Tyson. The dream fight here tonight. The world major winner title holder, Little Mac, didn't even use the code to get to this title fight as he easily knocked off Soda Popinski and the Sandman. Taking on Mike Tyson, who famously once said, everyone has a plan until they get punched in the face. It's 9 seconds in, and Little Mac has had his block knocked right off. You're supposed to wait till he blinks. You might need the code to get back to him. Oh, by the way, thank heavens the code is 007-373-5963.
And that is indeed the code. And that game is impossible if you try it right now.
Oh, if you try it. I mean, Tyson was always impossible.
I can't get by Great Tiger. I can't do it.
Oh, Great Tiger's easy. You just hold up your hands and let him punch you five times.
When he does that, I'm not timing it right.
And then his head goes, woo.
I know.
I used to be able to beat that game all the time, and then I tried
hard
a year ago. I can't do it anymore.
Tyson made $60,000 off that game, and that was it. He signed away his rights, and as many people bought Mike Tyson's punch out, he made $60,000.
That doesn't seem like him to make a non-shrewd business decision. All right, so it's interesting because this is, I know there's a lot of millionaires at this thing, but I don't know anything about it. Rich and young sickly Nicholas, whose father's a bigger star than him, were talking yesterday after the show about a PAX convention, which is a gaming convention, and there were these elaborate virtual reality things. And, Rich, there was Xbox, Nintendo, and things that we're familiar with.
There was even one game that I just tweeted out a photo of, which I've realized they've officially run out of video games to make. Would you like to read the name of that?
Leisure Suit Larry.
No.
A bus simulator.
Where you just drive a bus. It's like a real bus. Like you're driving the T.
Yeah. There's a game out there called 7-Eleven. Where you're working the midnight to six shift at a 7-Eleven.
Right. There's these...
And you sell cigarettes to a couple people that stroll in.
Right. I mean, there's games where you could be a space monster and on a different planet and have 18 arms. Or you could just, drive the T.
But you played that game NASCAR.
I love NASCAR Thunder. NASCAR Thunder was a great game. And you know what? And maybe this is the same way. There was just something oddly relaxing about going around the track several times. And I would put it on like one of those like 15-minute races, which would be about maybe like 10 or 15 laps. And you just sit there and just slowly try to draft. It would take you four laps to get around one car, but it was soothing.
See, maybe I bought it based on Rich's recommendation.
Yeah.
And I'm like, there's nothing that you can do in this game.
I haven't had the Intimidator come out and thank me at the end of it. It's like,
after you won like five NASCAR, no,
you had to win like you had to win like 10 Winston Cups, and I had well, not the Intimidator, I had Richard Petty.
Oh, okay.
Richard Petty just got up and said something incredibly racist and ran away. All right, here we go. All right, so we'll start over. All right, so here is young sickly Nicholas. He's at the convention. Now, there's all this pomp and circumstance and all this new technology, mm-hmm. including, hey, let's ride a bus. Or maybe just ride in a bus.
Bus riding simulator?
It's for Zolak, who's never ridden a bus.
That's true.
That's right. He's never taken the T.
No.
You can take a dump and then wipe your butt with toilet paper or with newspaper. Do they still make that one thing that people sleep under?
What?
That newspaper. What the hell is that newspaper that was for free?
Boston Metro?
Oh, the Metro.
Oh, okay.
It should be called like, hey, I'm lying on the street. All right, here we go. This is young Sick Nicholas talking to people playing Magic the Gathering, which is a card game in which you are a wizard.
Can we use this for the ring?
You sure can.
So, what game are you playing right now?
I'm playing Magic the Gathering.
Okay, you guys know each other?
No. We ran into each other here.
Oh, so you guys just saw each other and was like, do you want to throw down?
Yep.
Pretty much.
Tell me about Magic the Gathering.
So, Magic is a game where you play as wizards, and you try and beat the opponent by taking down his 20 life points.
Tell me what cards you...
Okay, are these guys dressed as wizards?
No.
I don't know how you're a wizard, then.
Well, you know, everyone's got a little wizard inside of them, you know?
It's true.
Pull.
So I pulled a total of three lands here. I got a plains, an island, and an Azorius Guildgate, which is a special land, which gives me a bit of flexibility. I've got here three creatures, Elite Arrester, Concordia Pegasus, and Dovin's Automaton. Concordia Pegasus is not nearly as strong, but it has flying, so it can more easily get over the opponent's creatures and attack him directly.
Now, these are cards?
This creature right here, it's called Pintium of Beningerium.
Jerry Garcium. This one's called a Slim Jonas. Slim Jimotis.
Slim Jimmy and Galaxy.
This was called Plumtation. Plumber. I forget it. Plunger Tatum.
What? The Plungerian Galaxy.
The Plungerian Galaxy. Okay. That's much better.
Okay.
Sir Clogs-a-Lot. Making bowel movements pretty hard.
If you take anything away from Magic the Gathering, take one thing, that flying is OP.
Ha! Well, it's powerful.
Well, that guy got a kick
coming
out of
me with this?
That guy just like, ha! You tell me.
I imagine this doesn't sound much different than what Saturday morning downstairs at our building is going to sound like when John Wallach gets his fantasy baseball draft.
That is true. Because you can't really make fun of this because Wallach is coming to work at 8 a.m. tomorrow.
Yep.
To do a draft that's going to go well into the afternoon.
Yep.
And Marshall Hook's going to be there.
Yep. All of us.
I just like that this guy gets a kick out of it.
Think that flying is OP.
Ha! Bet your ass it does.
Cool Ranch Doritos are better than fire.
Ha!
I laugh at you.
Well, it's powerful, certainly.
I guess you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a few questions. Who's the bad boy of Magic the Gathering?
Karn.
Who?
Karn, the Planeswalker.
Yeah, Nicol Bolt.
I have this card here. It has Al from Home Improvement.
That's what it was, just Richard Karn.
It's Karn. You get all these warlocks and gelflings and then just Al.
Just whatever you say, out. Tim. He's sitting there with his thumbs in his overalls. Whatever you say, Tim.
It's the Richard Karn card.
That's right. Careerus Dunnus.
Stereotypius Maximus.
Never get another Rollus. Oh, boy.
Karn.
Who?
Karn, the Planeswalker.
Nicol Bolas. He's the primary villain.
I'm going to go with Karn because he's in the same set as Lily in Ultimate Masters. So.
Willie Ames does make an appearance.
He's in the same set as Well, he is Bible Man. Willie Ames did have, you know, a career as a superhero.
Or perhaps it is Willie going back to our Alf discussion earlier.
Nicol Bolas literally destroys worlds.
Yeah, but I mean, Karn was made by Urza, and then Urza went mad and crazy, and so I think there's definitely a case to be made about Karn being like the bad boy.
All right, next question. Tell me a time somebody
Magic players in today's Ravnica Allegiance.
How'd they get Michael Buffer?
Wow.
Let's get ready to sit down.
Let's get ready to mumble.
Gentlemen, crack your Mountain Dews.
Magic players in today's Ravnica Allegiance. Your pairings for round one are going up now.
See, those are the things you should have gone to if you wanted to see people with a lot of experience.
Oh, okay.
Can you tell me a time somebody was a complete asshole while playing Magic?
Yeah.
What happened?
He tried teaching me how to play the game, and to do that, he made two decks. He made one really good deck, and he made one really bad deck.
Uh-huh.
And he always played with the really good deck.
Yeah.
And always gave me the really bad deck.
Yeah. Oh, that's mean.
No, no. I've had a couple times where I've played games with people who just really were not respecting the game. But once it's on the field, you're not really allowed to do that.
Right.
Once you get on the field,
that makes sense.
I hate getting bad deck.
It's all about the gentlemanly nature of the game. Once you're on the field, listen, your differences go away.
No matter what kind of deck you're getting, you got to keep it on the field.
Yeah. Let's not let this go crazy. My Funyuns are here. And your Fritos are there. Hot Pockets. I love Hot Pockets. If you don't have a microwave, just sit on them.
It's extremely bad manners because it screws with your opponent.
Yes, it does.
If you could kiss any comic book character, who would it be?
Okay. Brenda Starr.
Is that your choice?
Yeah, when I was a kid, I was obsessed
with
Brenda Starr.
That's not a bad one. Mm.
It's going to be someone we've never heard of.
Jessica obviously. Rabbit doesn't count, right?
I don't know why not.
I guess so.
I would guess Jessica Rabbit.
Okay.
It's going to be someone, it's going to be called like Phylox the Magnificent or something.
Phylox the Magnificent?
Yeah, it's going to be something that we've never heard of.
If you could kiss any comic book character, who would it be?
Wonder Woman.
How about you?
Jean Grey.
Okay. Jean Grey's a good choice.
Jean Grey was wonderful on my two dads. She played the girlfriend of the artistic one. I have no idea. All right, here we go.
So why Wonder Woman?
Because she's physically attractive. What's your...
That's a new pitch. A new pitch. Yeah.
Let me give you a little poke to the belly.
I need Tainted Love with that sound, Mike, by the end of the show.
What's your favorite snack?
All right. Favorite snack. What is this gentleman's favorite snack?
I'm going to guess what I always guess. Jack Doritos.
Okay.
That's what I always guess.
Get specific with Jack Doritos. Yep. I'm going to say that he goes, we've had Hot Pockets very controversial as a snack.
It's more of a meal.
Yeah, that's more of a, it's a meal anytime. I am going to say, what is something that they might say? I don't want to take too much time with this. I'm going to just say Cheetos.
Cheetos, okay.
I like to get, maybe not, though, because it gets on their fingers and then it gets on the cards.
Yeah, you can't do that. That's a good call. Yeah.
What's your favorite snack?
Definitely extra toasted Cheez-Its.
I almost said Cheez-Its.
Extra toasted? I haven't had those. They sound awesome.
You put them in the toaster. You know, they always have a little toaster oven next to them.
Why is that?
I've eaten a lot of Cheez-Its in my day, of pretty much every variety, but the extra toasted...
Put that on my tombstone. He ate almost every variety of Cheez-Its. Yep. It was not a life wasted.
Of pretty much every variety, but the extra toasted, it's got the perfect amount of crisp and flavor.
Favorite snack?
Same guy, it's the other guy.
Okay, favorite snack, okay.
Dehydrated peas from Trader Joe's, the pea chips.
Yeah.
Yeah, those things.
Hippie. This other guy laughs at you.
What's your favorite class in Dungeons and Dragons?
Okay, all right.
Favorite what?
This class.
This is for Wallach.
Yeah.
Honest to God, I know characters. What class?
Yeah, like, are you a cleric? Are you a paladin?
Oh, I
see. Are you
a
ranger? Are you a, oh gosh, what are the other ones?
A wizard, right?
A barbarian? A bard? A druid? No, I don't think you can be a fighter, a monk? What are you?
Okay, I say druid out of that group. He says druid.
All right.
What's your favorite class in Dungeons and Dragons?
Ranger.
Why a ranger?
I like elf ears.
Yeah, I could see that.
How about you?
Oh, I gotta give my vote to paladins. There's nothing quite like that feeling of pure righteous fury of just going out there and smiting evil in the name of your god.
I hear you.
What?
Sir, a Slim Jim truck is overturned on the freeway.
I hear you.
Boobs.
Ha! Well, it's powerful, certainly.
Hey, Brian!
What?
It's just a girl saying hello.
Oh, God, it's a girl.
I like elf ears.
I gotta hear that one more time.
Yeah, I can see that.
How about you?
Oh, I gotta give my vote to paladins. There's nothing quite like that feeling of pure righteous fury of just going out there and smiting evil in the name of your god.
That guy is tickled pink.
Ha!
He is tickled pink. All right, very quickly. No, that's not what I want. What do I got here? Matt, go ahead, Matt.
Hey, what's going on, boss?
Hey, what's up, man?
Just want to let you guys know, I started playing Magic back in like October of last year. Made fun of my friends for 17 years for playing it. First time, I'm hooked.
Really?
Mm. Yep.
Go ahead.
I wouldn't knock it till you try it.
All right.
Well, I can see getting in the zone. What's about to get? I don't have any problem with it. It's just that
I don't have enough friends to play. I think you need another person.
Well, just do this guy did. He just showed up. So another guy, let's go, man. You know, that's the best thing about this is it's like, you know, they're not sitting at home. They're actually going out and being social, which is...
Yeah. I mean, if you need more than one person, then I'm out of luck.
Then you're out?
Yeah. There's solitaire and nothing. That's what I got. That guy, when he's like, there's something about Schmitting. Oh, well. Listen, we all should be so happy.
Oh, but this thing is a blast, man. Someone said, the ease in which Rich rambled off all the D&D classes was astounding. Meanwhile, Ken Griffey Jr. plays Koi.
Rich is not afraid to let the wizard flag fly.
I don't know all the classes. It's been, now look, I was an avid player in my early teens, but it's been
Rich,
a while.
See, I never didn't even play.
I just had older brothers who did.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you. I do feel a little ashamed that you know more than I do at this point.
Do you know that John still has coffee with his woodwind teacher?
Oh, really?
Yes. Attended his retirement party a couple of years ago.
Now, was that at the Ritz?
I was not at the Ritz. It was at a mutual friend's house.
I have audio of when you guys first saw each other in the lobby.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. That was the sound of the clarinet, guys.
Ha! Oh, it's powerful, certainly.
All right, right. So we'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Brady won't throw me the ball because he has no trust in me.
Rich.
I have a super dry tongue. Look.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Are we on the air?
Uh-huh. 98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich.
Hello, Mom.
And we just played audio of Rich and Nick at the PAX convention. And there is one very odd setup. And what makes it all the more odd is the person that's advertising it isn't there.
So I like you're walking around and it's just these gigantic monitors and they put so much money into it. I mean, like the Nintendo setup is unbelievable. They've got, you know, this massive screen and they've got tons of different places where everyone can play these new games. And then over it, like, as I said, they got a setup that looks like an army bunker and these zombies are running around. And then so to take your attention away from that, you got to do something pretty special. And there was one place that just had a simple sign for the game, and in front of it was a stand-up of John Lovitz.
And not just John Lovitz. John Lovitz wearing a Hawaiian shirt with sunglasses.
The best guest we've ever had on this program.
One of the all-time worst. And I have to say, whoever the marketing person was that came up with that, hire him. Brilliant. If you can disrupt in the middle of all of that noise and make you stop in your tracks and go, what the F is John Lovitz doing here? Then, my God, you deserve somewhat of a raise.
Like, so Lovitz is sitting there, and it's called We're Doomed, the Game of Global Panic, and then it's just Lovitz standing there.
It's John Lovitz. I don't know if he has anything to do with it, or if they just said, hey, can we use you in a video game, Matt? He goes, sure, and they just put his face on it.
Or someone just came across a stand-up of John Lovitz.
Put it there, and it worked, and it got me to stop.
How much do you think you have to pay John Lovitz to make a cut out of him and put it next to a booth?
I mean, to use his likeness for this game, I mean, they probably paid him $10,000.
I'm saying that might be high.
I was going to say maybe a bowl of soup.
I'd say $10,000.
Okay.
All right. I'm being told I don't want to take that. All right. A lot of people have theories on Magic the Gathering, but I think we've invested enough time in the Magic the Gathering conversation.
Listen, they're out doing stuff, and it's no nerdier or cooler than fantasy baseball.
Well, John, again, is coming into work tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to a bar, not going anywhere
social. The place where we normally go has been booked, I'm told, and there are no other places to go. Between here and New Hampshire.
Because Lord knows, here we are in West Texas.
I know.
So wait, so there's nowhere.
I don't know. I'm not in charge of this. I was told that this was the place. Marshall stepped in. Marshall Hook, who was in the same league with me, stepped in and volunteered this building to be used for the draft. And apparently everyone was on board with that.
So you're going to come to work at 8 a.m. Now,
yes.
Why is it at 8 a.m.?
I don't know why it's at 8 a.m. It just is.
Because it's going to be 6 hours, right?
It's going to be 6 hours. So instead of, say, noon to 6, we're going to do 8 to 2.
Okay, so you will get up. So you have to review notes and things. So will you be up late tonight?
No, I will not be up late tonight. I've kind of been slowly preparing for this over the last week. So... Got notes.
Okay, right. What time will
the
you
The way Rocky slowly prepared to fight Drago.
That's right. Been running mountains for weeks.
Yeah, he flew out to Alaska and started.
I've been running stat mountains for a long time.
He went, him and Bill Jamins.
And at the end, you know, just stand up on the top of the hill and yell, Hawk! Hawk!
Him and Bill James, like, right. They don't want to use any new equipment, so they still have, like, the DOS printer that goes.
That's right. right.
They're doing it that
Don't
way.
Don't need no stinking cheat sheets. I'm writing stuff down.
Yeah, Bill James just has all the box scores from last year, and they're sifting right. through them.
I had to sift through the box scores from yesterday to make sure I know who's playing where.
Yeah, because Tim Kirchen has stopped collecting box scores.
Yes.
All right, so you get here at 8 o'clock. So what time will you get up tomorrow?
7. Takes, what, 20, 25 minutes to get in here?
You don't want to have your things together, or will be the...
Oh, that gets done tonight. You know, you put out the clothes, and you put out the stats, and you put out the... I mean, you got the folder ready to go, rookie.
Okay,
you
now...
Just put the stuff out there. You know.
Okay, is there a board with all the players' names that you can put up?
Yes, at the draft there is, yes.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Yes, with stickers for each player that you put under. Sure.
Okay.
Yep.
Who has to make that?
It's provided by the company we are the website we're running this draft through.
Can't you do this all online? Mike says you can.
You can. You absolutely. I didn't know you could do auctions online. Honestly, until yesterday, I had no idea that this is a possibility. But this was a social event. We used to do it at a bar in northern Massachusetts. And, you know, we'd go, and there was some drinking, and you'd go downstairs and have lunch and take a break at like 11:30 or noon and go downstairs to the bar and have lunch. But that has changed this year, where we're going to a place here where there's no restaurants nearby and there's no food nearby. So, but actually there is. It's a Star Market up the street. So
You guys should break for lunch at Star Market.
That's right.
And it never gets boring.
No, I actually enjoy myself. Yes.
Okay. Who do you got your... What pick are you?
As I said, it's an auction for me, so you have a certain amount of money to spend. What players do I really want?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'd love to have Mookie Betts on my team, but he's going to cost a lot, and that would take away from the depth of my team.
The strategy.
Yes.
So you're inviting people who... Nobody knows, really. Like, there are people that you don't even know who they are.
No, I know everyone. Everyone in the league is back from last year.
Oh, okay.
So I know.
So you trust all of them to come into this building?
Yes, I do.
Where you have to have a key card usually to get in.
Yes, that's
okay.
Correct.
All right. Yes. Well,
what are they going to do here on the week? I mean, what are these guys going to
come up here?
They've disguised themselves over the years.
They're going to attack Ryan Johnson.
Our station is known to have giant boxes of weed in the basement.
Oh, that's
so.
A good point.
I mean, these guys, they do that. All right. Yeah. Well, enjoy yourself.
Thank you.
Now, you won't be taking Chris Sale.
No, I will not be taking Chris Sale.
Because you're very concerned about his performance.
I am. I'm concerned about Sale's performance when coupled with what happened the second half of each of the last two seasons.
Yeah, I mean...
His velocity is down. Yeah, he was up, and again, Alex Cora was really quick to point out his velocity was 94. It's right about where it was last year in his first start, so I'm not worried about that. Well... His velocity wasn't 94 in the second inning, and it wasn't 94 in the third. There was a somewhat significant drop of a couple miles an hour from inning one to inning three, and he got no swing and misses on fastballs last night. So I don't think that happened in the first start of last season. Well, something is different, and I'm not saying Sale can't pitch his way out of this, but what I am saying is it's a warning here. I mean, great pitchers like Sale can figure it out on any given day, you know, and if he can't throw 98 or 99 anymore, you know, I'm sure he can figure out a way to be effective while getting by on breaking stuff and spotting his fastball correctly, but there's a problem here that needs to be solved.
Well, also, I mean, if you take a look, he hasn't really pitched a ton in the last 8 months. He pitched only 17 regular season innings after the last week of July. In the playoffs, he only pitched 15 innings over 14 games. And
only had 9 innings during spring training. And the pitching geniuses on social media tell me, you know, power pitchers like him need to ramp up. He's not going to throw 98 or 99 until Memorial Day or June.
How about he hasn't made it to 6 innings since the end of July?
They don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear that. They say, you know, Jesus Christ, are we talking about this already?
They take the Lord's name in vain?
3 outs into the season, yes.
I don't like that.
Are you are you on social media engaging with these people during the game?
Not as nearly as often as I used to be. But yes, occasionally I do.
Because you know they're just going to be cruel.
Of course. Yes.
I don't know why you put yourself into that.
They're not as mean to me as they are to you.
I'm not on there anymore. I'm not on there because I don't need to be fired. And there's this whole thing with Patton Oswalt going on right
I
now.
I understand.
Every
I
time understand. They're getting comedians having to block their accounts, there's a whole thing. You can research it if you want. All right, Josh, go ahead.
Hey guys,
what's up? What's up?
Anyways, I had a question. What's Wallach's deal? Why is he? Why does he do this to Hardy every morning? It seems like in the crossover, he actually has a problem making his rounds in the right time frame. Why is it that Hardy always has to stand around and wait? I don't think it makes Wallach a bad guy, but I'm just curious. What's his deal?
You're saying it takes a long time getting out of his seat.
Yeah, why did,
takes
why
me about 90 so seconds.
Turnover? Why does everybody else get out of their seats? I feel like bad for Hardy because he's just standing there waiting for like 5 minutes every single time.
It's not 5 minutes.
Yeah, Wallach.
What is Wallach's deal? I love Wallach.
Well, these guys, when the show is over...
Wallach.
I understand that. When the show is over, these two gentlemen, you know, turn the mics off. They're able to get up and leave. I have to stay and do the update at 10 o'clock. Which takes a little extra time, and then I have to log off the computer, which I share with Hardy. So that takes a little extra time. And Hardy, to give him complete credit, is not upset with any of this.
No, he doesn't seem upset. I'm just curious because of all the crossovers between all the different shows every week, every day. You're the only one that has something of a holdup.
Takes 90 extra seconds. That's all it takes.
Yeah, but why are you the only one? Well, I loved you to death.
But I'm a bad guy. I understand.
One that takes 90 seconds to get off the chair and bring for the crossover.
You can't take 90 seconds. What have we evolved to as a society? I ask you.
Rodney Mullen, thank you so much for calling in. And no one will get that reference except for about three people.
I know who he is.
But have you ever seen the Paul Peralta documentary?
No, but I know that I've seen him skate.
Well, just go ahead and check it out.
Okay.
All right. What are you doing? All right. Okay. Bird holds up fingers and things like that. And it gets very distracting.
Oh, boy.
All right. We'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Brady won't throw me the ball because he has no trust in me.
Rich.
I have a super dry tongue. Look.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Are we on the air?
Uh-huh. 98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich.
Hello, Mom.
And we just played audio of Rich and Nick at the PAX convention. And there is one very odd setup. And what makes it all the more odd is the person that's advertising it isn't there.
So I like you're walking around and it's just these gigantic monitors and they put so much money into it. I mean, like the Nintendo setup is unbelievable. They've got, you know, this massive screen and they've got tons of different places.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' on You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.